thing. I find it quite funny. We're both sat in our dad's offices.
I know. I've acknowledged that. This is my mahogany bookcase behind me. For anyone watching on YouTube or Patreon, I've just rushed home. I think because we're in our dad's offices, we should get down to business, really. Let's make this
Business.
short, snappy, quick. Before we get into this week's episode, which is a doozy, we have the wonderful Alex Haddo on, and honest to God, I cry. I literally cry.
Kevin was crying. I was like, do you
Crying,
need a
laughing.
moment? But it was just so funny and it was so interesting. Such great stories,
But
great
stay strapped.
vibes. Like this is only a great episode. It's gonna be really
Elite.
good.
Before we get into that, though, if you're listening on the day this podcast is released, tomorrow, your last chance to get tickets to come see Ruby and Catherine both live in the same place. Two for the price of one. It's an odd jobs anomaly. I don't even know. That doesn't even, anyways, it doesn't make sense. But you come, Rosen Ranch Theatre at 7:30 p.m. We're doing our double preview of our new shows. It will be loads of fun. We can't wait. It's so soon. Are you ready, Ruby?
Yeah, no.
No, neither am I. Great, wonderful.
I was like, it sounds positive, but also like I've got 35 minutes and then I'm currently working on another 10 to 15 that I'm very excited about.
So
So
you
it's
and
gonna
I
be
have
good.
very different comedy styles in that, like me, it's never a struggle to fill the time. It's just the quality that we have to
No,
ensure
we're
that, not the small.
upselling. It's going to be great.
Upsell, upsell,
Also,
upsell, upsell. No, it will be funny. It will be jokes. I've written a new joke that will genuinely either die in its arse or be a great joke. So if you're interested, come see that. That is Wednesday, 26th. Come to that. If you're too late, if you're listening to this podcast too late, oh, it sucks to suck. But we will be doing more live stuff. Follow us on Patreon or on socials. You can always be aware of that. But I think without further ado,
I start the podcast.
enjoy.
Enjoy, bye.
So I'm like, there's always these little jobs and they're fucking stupid amounts of cash.
Yeah.
It's always those like weird ones.
Yeah. I'm not,
Yeah.
yeah. I don't want to say what it was now in case they don't get me back. But
No.
it's great. I love it. I love it. It's the correct fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
It's the correct
100%.
fee for
That's
whatever I
actually
do.
the general industry.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a bit low.
Yeah.
It's
Yeah,
higher.
up that
Bump it up,
actually.
I say.
Yeah.
Bump it up,
I'm
I
gonna know my
say.
worth. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for going on. Welcome to the Odd Jobs podcast, Alexandra Haddo.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
We're
having
very
me.
excited to have you here. This podcast, obviously, as the listeners are aware, is generally for people who have very cool, very creative jobs.
Oh,
Yeah, and very
yes.
interesting, like very cool things. And it's about none of that. It's about
Great.
all the weird odd jobs they
Good.
did
Oh,
to get them
I've did so many.
there. But before we get into the odd jobs element,
Yeah.
we want to let people know how cool you are.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm sorry, but the first line of this bio is
Go for
Alexandra
it.
Haddo, comedian, writer, and DJ.
And DJ.
Accidental DJ, which makes it not as cool.
No, it is.
That makes it better.
Here's
If
the
you're
thing.
intentionally trying to be a DJ, knob. If you've fallen into it because you just have a great taste in music.
You're like, oh, people just want me on the
Oh!
decks. I basically just put on one party once and it went so well that I've been dragging it out.
That's the best way. That
Yeah.
is phenomenal. I mean,
Also, can I say, comedian, writer, DJ, as a woman, so cool. If that was a man's bio, I'd be like, get.
Yeah, that is
Do
true.
you know what I mean?
Boys have a hard rap.
That
Like
is
my
one of those.
boyfriend is an actual DJ
I
and he's
know.
good at it. And I
And
just
he's a
flout
lovely
and
guy.
I just flounce it. I know he's a nice
Nice
DJ. They
guy.
can exist.
Yeah.
But that's because he plays vinyl, not like techno.
Yeah.
So he's gotta be delicate. He's
He doesn't
careful.
mix.
Also, he's kind of Irish.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
that
Yeah.
would help.
Yeah.
Why kind of Irish?
Like
Just Irish
first gen.
family. Yeah,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah, first gen.
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
London Irish, which means he sort of hates himself for being
Yeah.
English. So, yeah.
And fair play.
Yeah,
Fair play. To be
absolutely
honest, you're
fair.
not Irish if you don't hate yourself. So it's actually
Yeah, and my
mum.
family is Scottish, so I hate myself for being English. That's how we bond.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's beautiful. It's
exactly.
brought you together.
But yeah,
Yeah.
comedian, Leicester Comedy Festival Awards debut show nominee.
Yeah, you forgotten about this stuff.
Yes.
Let's bring that back.
Let's bring it back.
You played at that. You've performed at Glastonbury, Latitude, Reading, Leeds, Green Man. Go for
Oh,
you.
festivals fun for the tickets.
Oh,
Yes.
yeah. I know, yeah. The
Yes.
crowd.
Yes.
You have done tour support for icons like Frankie Boyle, Bill Bailey, and Tommy Tiernan. How
Yes.
does it feel to live my dream,
Oh my
Alexandra
God.
Haddo?
Yeah. Tommy Tin was one where 2 days before they said, do you want to do tour support for Tommy Tin? I was like, why are you asking me?
What?
But it's because I was going on holiday for like, you know, I got the 6 a.m. flight. When will I learn? I'm 37
Oh,
now.
yeah, no, I know.
Stop buying the 6 a.m. flight because it's £7
Cheaper.
cheaper.
Yes.
And then you have to pay for a cab because no transport is running. Anyway,
I know, yeah. So and you lose money.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm like, listen, I fly back. How regularly do I fly back and forth to Ireland? Do I remember to check the last when the yeah. last flight gets into Stansted? Yeah. Is the Stansted Express running? No.
No, it's not.
Do I ever remember that when I book it?
No. 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 6 Never. A.m. out, 11 p.m. back. Let's roll. Let's make our lives harder. Sorry, but I was flying out the next morning. So I basically would have been at, like, up at 4. And I had something else, another gig that I had to, like, really surreptitiously get off because it was like a gig that was nice and I did want to do. But but obviously I was like, fuck off. Do you know what I mean? Like, and I was also coming back from somewhere. It was honestly like skin of my teeth, trained down because it was in Exeter.
Oh, for God's sake. I was going to say, was it some random date?
Eleanor did and dropped her.
I was going to say, Eleanor Norman. That's something. Why it's so raging. I'm like, fuck nepotism.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I love Eleanor. Eleanor knows that. And I've said to Eleanor's face before, I'm like, you fucking jammy dodger.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, they're cousins, right?
Yeah. I know, yeah.
And I didn't even get to see his show that night.
Oh, because you had to run
off. I had to open and then get the train back to back to London. But then I basically said to him, can I come and watch you in London? So I did that.
Nice. Yeah.
I was like,
that is so class.
No, okay, fine. Five. So it was a one-off, but it was fun.
Still so cool.
He's a ride as well, isn't he, Tommy Tiernan?
I don't know about a ride, but
there's a dark, horny energy there. I feel
there's a rawness. I think there's to him. There's an energy. There's a feral energy.
There's a feral energy
to Tommy Tiernan.
Yeah,
that he's charmed the entire nation of Ireland.
Oh, I know. There's something about him. Yeah,
he's the Tommy Tiernan show, which is. A talk show where it's one of these things where I'm like, if any other man did this, I'd be like, fucking classic, men don't like doing fucking work.
Yeah, no.
I'm like, the laziest talk show you can think of. He basically has no idea who the guests are, does no research, knows nothing. Yeah. And he stands on stage and Fred Cook, another great comic, introduces his act and he'll be like, next guest we have on the show, Tommy, is Alexander Haddo. And you walk out and Tommy just looks at you and sometimes he knows them, sometimes he doesn't.
Yeah, that's...
Whatever else. And then he's just like,
sounds great though.
And then he sits him down and he's like, so tell me about yourself. Like, but also what happens is the most interesting conversations.
Yeah, because they're not like, I've got this children's book that I pretend to care about writing.
Yeah. I mean? They're like, never, like, and he also has no plan thing or whatever else. There's a great one where the Imam of Dublin comes out and you can see Tommy light up because he loves like other religions. He's quite into like religion and mythical and stories.
Right, okay.
And so he sees this like visibly Muslim man walk out and he's like, Jesus, now tell me about you. And you're like, this is going to be good.
That's
fucking
great.
Crack.
It's a good idea.
It is. Yeah. It came off somewhere else in the world they do it or whatever else.
Right,
but
it's
the most viewed show in Ireland on
IRT. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's whatever I've seen clips
and
stuff.
And I'm like, the hilarious thing of that is that he just does no work on it.
Yeah, I know. What an absolute dream. Hey guys, here's a pitch. Yeah. I do nothing. And it's a huge success.
Literally.
I will turn up at 5:02. Oh,
that is the dream.
Isn't it?
But if you could get Catherine an in, that's basically what she's trying to say.
Yes.
I love that Alex is like, I barely have an in.
I don't know him. I don't even have I followed him on Instagram the next day. He didn't follow me back.
Tommy's not following people
I'm
on
gonna
Instagram.
Say, whenever someone does that, I'm always like, they're not manning their own account.
No. Genuinely though, that man, I feel like he's not.
He's too cool for Instagram.
He's
he?
Not he's fucking be. Dealing no. with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no,
exactly,
he really isn't. No, I think his wife is his manager as well.
Oh, really?
So she probably was like, oh, yeah, this hussy Alexandra Haddo.
Slack.
Yeah. Oh, a DJ is it? Get her out of here.
Just me being like, thanks for letting me support you, Tommy. Once I have an in, I'll get you an in.
We can work on it.
Exactly.
But all the credits are writing as well. You've written for Have I Got News For You?
I wrote for Ivo Graham on there and they used one joke.
Yeah!
Of my genuinely 8 pages of jokes.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Do you get to use any of those other ones?
Oh, I think so.
They're yours.
I mean, I hope so. I have. So.
And the BBC's actually filing a lawsuit.
Yeah, exactly.
There's also BBC Radio 4's The News Quiz, The Sunday Times, The Guardian, Refinery 29, Time Out, Metro.
I know, look, so many of those publications aren't here anymore.
Yeah. You're a regular columnist for The Sunday Times Style, London Evening Standard, Why Now magazine, and Enemy.
Why Now? Enemy was great.
When I saw Why Now, that was one of the most impressive credits to me. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, they came
what
to
What are the pitches like for Why Now?
They came to my... I wrote for them for about 6 months. I think I don't know what it is.
I love it. What did you... What,
do you?
Did you just pitch ideas to them? Or were they like,
they came
we
to see
need
my
a
Edinburgh
mental
show.
Story about...
They just came to see my Edinburgh show and offered me a column. off the back of it. I guess because they'd known I'd done them before.
I was about to say.
And I really enjoyed doing it. And then, then they got a bit arsy with me in the end. Ooh. And I don't really know what happened. It was a bit weird.
Do you remember what any of your pictures were?
I think I was allowed to write about anything. But because it was only like 6 months, maybe not even that. Mm. It was weekly, then it was fortnightly. I'm not really not selling myself here, am I? But they were like, oh, yeah.
They were like, oh, after one immediately, we're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, I know. No, I really enjoyed doing it. And then, I think they were like, another guy took over or something. Do you know what I mean? And then they want to give people a thing. And so I was sort of...
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
Let me guess. Elna Tiernan.
Elna Tiernan got the column, stealing my jobs every single time. Yeah. No, NME was great though. I did that during lockdown. That was good.
I was going to say that. You've been like, I'm an accidental DJ. And when I saw NME, I was like, you're so cool, Alex.
I'm really not. I cannot explain.
There's so many men. There's so many men who want to be you. I just accidentally became a DJ. And I just, NME. Did a little bit of stuff for them. Genuinely, having worked in like a music company, I'm like, there are so many men who'd love to be you.
And then you also being here being like, no, I'm actually really not that cool.
No, yeah,
it's like adding to the energy of like, God,
I really promise you. I promise you that like people are that. Are like super into music, like encyclopedic about it, will come up to me and say, you know, do you know this? And I'm like, no, I just like I don't know all that stuff.
But even that's cool. Do you know
maybe,
what I mean?
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll say.
Yeah.
It's cool because I don't know stuff.
I have like two acts and they're both Irish, Hosier and C-Map, that I like knew about before they were big.
Yeah.
And even both of that, like C-Map, sound. And I actually did that. I'll tell you, that was quite a fun one because C-Mat, like years ago, I did one of the odd jobs that I did was karaoke hosting at End of the Road Festival.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it with Michael Julings and David McIver and...
Lovely gang.
Oh, my God, he's going to kill me.
Tommy Tiernan. No.
Oh my God, we need to cut this out. But ginger, bald, glasses, guitar. Matty Hudson. Yeah. Oh my God. You know when you can see someone, you're like, this is really bad. So Michael Julings, Dave McIver, and Matty Hudson.
Yeah.
So like the boys, and they're quite cool music boys.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I wouldn't know a thing.
Right. So we were at the festival about. And they're there being like, yeah, I know the Squirt Wiggles and the fucking bands.
That's what I mean. Anytime someone says that to me, I'm like, ooh.
But right, so we were there and they were like, yeah, this band and this band. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I knew none of the End of the Road. Like, End of the Road's quite cool. But C-Mat was opening the Garden Stage one of the days. And this
you were
was
like, I know her.
2021. And I was like, she's class. She's only an EP out. I was like, she's class. I know her. I love her. I don't care what you boys are doing. I'm going to go see her. I was like, trust me, you should come. She's gas. And she's also like really great.
Yeah.
And so they were like, oh, yeah. And I was like, yeah. So they came with me. And then I was like, I'm going up the front. And they were like, oh, we're just chilling on our picnic blanket because it's the Garden Stage. End of the road. Mm. So all like people have picnic blankets and they're side. And she was the first act on that stage of the day. So like it was like a very chill vibe. Everyone's hung over. And I was like, nope, I'm going up to the barrier.
I feel like she talked about this gig on something
she genuinely listened to. She's like, this gig like changed her. Yes. I'm not going to lie. I was pivotal in this gig.
Yeah.
Because, so I go up to the barrier and there's like four of us at the barrier. I was like, yeah, no, love her. She's great. She comes out. It's only her and a guitar. And she jokes about how she's like, I'm not getting paid enough to bring my band over. So it's just me, lads.
I've heard her talk about this.
And then she starts going and like, she's making jokes and stuff like this. But like, as it goes on, like we're singing along and she was like, you know all the words. I was like, yeah, I do. And
that's amazing.
A crowd starts to gather. Julings comes up. He's like, she's class, whatever else. And then by the end, the biggest song at the time was I'm Gonna Be a Cowboy Baby. And at this stage, there was about 20 of us up the front, like whatever else. And I was like, come on, line dance. And we got a load of people line dancing. And then more like kids and the families all joined in. And it was like such a celebratory thing. I basically discovered her. I made her career.
And you're
what
trying
it
to
is.
Tell me I'm cool. I've never done anything that cool.
But the cool thing was that the lads, she then like really around that time started to take off and then grew. And Julings went to like Glastonbury this year and I couldn't get tickets. But obviously she played the Pyramid Stage. She was one of like the standout acts. And at it, he like sent me a video. He was like, from the Garden Stage this. He was like, I had to send this to you. And I was like, I love that those boys are like, see Matt, Catherine.
Yeah.
They're like, see Matt, Kat. Her manager. Kat. And I'm like, yeah, I told. Because they're quite cool music boys. And I'm like, you remember, it was me.
I told you something.
Yeah, and then we met. She came, I hung out with her that weekend. It was really, really fun. But she's like, it's one Irish act, but I got in on the ground floor
still,
of that one.
You
and
gotta
I'm
have one.
Dining out on it. And now everybody's like, yeah, see Matt. I'm like, well, actually,
I knew her before.
did your work.
But yeah, so I'm not cool about it because it happened once where I knew a band before they were big, and I tell everybody.
Yeah, I've probably got one as well, and I can't even think of it. But do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, someone that I'm like, oh, I saw them.
Yeah.
I like them.
But I don't know, what's the difference between knowing a band before they're big or just knowing a small band? Like, what is cool and what's just you just know a small band?
Yeah, and also
the way you market it.
Exactly. Because so many people, once someone gets too big, they're like, yeah, they're not cool anymore.
Yeah.
That's another thing that those cool boys do.
That is
once
true,
someone gets too mainstream, then they fall.
Which I hate.
You crest it. I'm
unless good. Unless they become shit, in which case, fine.
100%.
But if they're just, if you're just
like Dave Chappelle. Yeah. Hear that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you who my big bugbear is. Was that off?
Oh, yeah. Great. But anyways.
It's bad feminism if I say it here.
Yeah, the podcast is about the things that got you to where all these cool columnist jobs.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Want to hear about the grind.
I was going to say, these are such... this is like when someone said to my ex-boyfriend, fucking hell, you look like you're doing amazingly. And he was like, from your Instagram. And he was like, yeah, you know what? I choose what goes on there, right? Yeah. And I feel like that bio is very much like, that's my Instagram CV. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? That's like, yeah.
So how did you start? Like, what was the first ever way that you like made money? Like as a kid, the first, doesn't have to be a job, like just money earner.
Morrison's chicken counter.
Wait, doing what at the Morrison chicken counter?
Cooking chickens, selling chickens, smelling of chicken. Chicken.
Chicken.
For £3.59 an hour.
English minimum wage is wild to me.
Yeah, isn't it?
For under 18s. Because in Ireland.
I was 16, yeah.
I worked when I was like 15, and I think my minimum wage was like 7, 8. It was always. Double.
Yeah, not a Victorian workhouse like mine.
Mental.
Yeah.
As someone who has only really lived in London, where there aren't big, I assume this is in a big
Yeah, this
shop.
Is in the Midlands in Corby. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I know Corby.
Do you?
Yeah, because my family's from Leicester. So
really?
I've got Catherine's the train. Not actually Irish.
No, I know.
What the fuck? You're the most Irish person ever.
Everyone always gets so suspicious of me when they're like, the fuck do you mean you were born? I literally, until I was 4 years of age, had an English accent, would you believe?
Were you born in England?
Yeah. Leicester.
In Leicester?
Leicester Royal Infirmary. And I'll be back there at Leicester Comedy Festival. Yeah.
The homecoming gig.
Actually, you were doing it as well, aren't you?
Yeah,
we're all there. See, so everyone in Leicester.
Yeah.
Auntie Jo.
Wait, 21st?
Oh, fuck, don't ask me that, really.
15.
See, we knew.
I feel like I saw you on it today. I was just checking the website.
I know, yeah. Thursday.
We
were looking at the brochure.
You're either Thursday, the...
Thursday, the...
12th?
I don't know. It's 12th, next year.
12th sounds right.
Let's go with the 12th.
12th.
We'll go with
let's
the
say
12th.
Thursday 12th. The 12th.
And if she's not there, see someone else.
Then it's the next Thursday.
See whoever is.
I think it is the 12th because the next Thursday is hilariously Grace Mulvey, another right. I'm on the same, me and Marisa Gahan are both on Duffy's Bar on this Thursday, and the following Thursday
I'm
is Grace Mulvey, double barrel. So every Thursday is an Irish woman. So
yes, that's the it's Irish
just
Thursday.
Just throw a dart in a Thursday, you'll see one of us.
Yeah, exactly.
No Eleanor Tiernan. I love that Eleanor's become the bunch of back.
Fuck Eleanor Tiernan.
Fuck Eleanor Tiernan.
That's what we're saying here. No, love your work.
But yes, I know Corby. So wait, the Big Morrison's of Corby.
Big Morrison's used to be Safeway, changed to Morrison's. Everyone called it Murray Way. That's where I got my first first job.
That's
I think
good.
Maybe once before that I'd done like, you know, like technically silver service, but it was, I think that was, I did like one job like serving at a fucking posh party or something.
Right, yeah.
I say posh.
Yeah.
You're like at the village hall.
Yeah. It wasn't a buffet.
Yeah, it wasn't a buffet. I think maybe, but technically, yeah, my first job was at Morrison's. Chicken counter.
What did so you were 16 when you did that?
16.
How did your mates, what were your mates' jobs or how did they
feel? Well, they were all, we were all in Morrison's.
You were all in the Morrison's.
But I would say that I lucked out the worst by being on the chickens, apart from my friend that was on the fish.
I was I feel like fish counter's got to be the worst.
Did you have a friend on cheese?
Had a friend on cheese.
Oh, on bakery?
Oh, I don't think I had bakery, and that's the best one.
I was about to say that I reckon they don't let the youngins into the bakery because like those pastries are walking. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. My friend was in the calf. That was quite a nice one.
Oh,
my housemate now, my oldest pal, Eamon. Shout out Eamon, my housemate. He was stacking shelves, which like is quite boring, but is it handling raw chicken? You know?
Yeah. I was gonna say, so like, what is this, the rotisserie chicken?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
So it's just rotisserie chickens.
Yeah, just
and
rotisserie.
And is it putting them in the thing that spins them around?
But you had to like
load.
You didn't like have to It wasn't like they came in live. But yeah,
like, I was going to say.
But you had
to. Feathers
you had to like take, you know, like, you take the innards out and stuff like that. And I remember like sometimes going straight out from my shift into town for a night out.
Chicken.
But and being like, why am I not pulling? Yeah. And being like, sure. And my boyfriend sure. now was like, I would fucking love if a girl came in stinking.
I feel like you should have hung around at around 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah, by the end of the night.
And they're like, oh my God, she smells delicious.
What is that? So it's like, Morrison's chicken kettle. I'll be there tomorrow.
She's got to know where to pitch herself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I remember there was this boss called Maria. She was a cow. She'll be watching. And she was such a cow.
She's kept tabs.
And do you know, like, somebody where their life is just, you know,
the
lording
chicken
over some
16-year-olds
in their first job. And I remember she tried to make me sign, like, a handwritten contract so that I would, like, stay past my contracted hours until the cleaning up was done. I remember even at 16, not being, like, super confident or anything, being like, no.
Yeah.
I don't think this is
right. She wrote it herself.
Yeah. And I was like, come here, and like, do this. And I was like, even at 16, I wouldn't say I was, like, naive. I wasn't streetwise. I mean, I was kind of, like, middle of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember being like, no.
That's a lady who's been banned from the computer for some 100%.
Reason. 100%. I quit not long after that.
Yeah,
went to Greg's, best job of my life.
Greg's.
Honest to God. More breaks, more free stuff.
Really?
Oh, brilliant hours. Like, no, I mean, better pay. Not
They are
amazing.
Supposed to be good to their workers, aren't they?
I mean, they were. This is probably like 20 years ago, but
okay.
But yeah, I loved it. My dad did develop high cholesterol when I worked. Because you used to be able to bring home.
It was detrimental to my father's health.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been as well for me.
Honestly,
Saturday
evenings for Jeff Haddo in the noughties.
Big time. I can imagine him just sitting at home rubbing his.
He would be like, oh, home. No, he'd be like chauffeuring me. He'd be picking me up while I was like loading the bread in, cakes. He was loving it.
I love the idea that like you in there was like great for the family. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was a great job. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mates worked there as well. It's like
there was actually so much crack when I remember being like 15, 16 and like working with your mates.
Yeah.
Like I was employed. This was so insane. They weren't even mates beforehand, but me and a bunch of other 15, 16-year-olds were running this smoothie shop. Right?
Yeah.
That this like woman, this absolute mentor of a woman, ran, and it was at the back. She had a health food shop, which in Ireland in like the 2000s, like notions. She's selling bee pollen.
That's
like
a back in
I remember we were all like bee pollen, and now that's like a thing.
Bee
pollen, like,
is that not honey?
No, it's like
good question.
You would think.
Yeah.
It's like sticky shit that people put on their smoothies.
That still sounds like honey.
I honestly, that and like wheatgrass. I remember being like, this woman is mental. She's selling grass. And not the good kind. So, but anyways, she had the smoothie shop at the back and she only employed teenagers. Like the manager was Vicky, my brother's girlfriend, who was literally like a year or two older than
us. It's just a free for all.
And she went on holiday. This woman went because she was obviously like just one of these women who had money. Like her husband was rich and I don't know, whatever else. She would just set these businesses up for the crack. And they went on holiday to Spain for 2 weeks and she just left a signed blank checkbook because our wages were just like every week we would just get a check, right, that we'd like drop off into the credit union. And because she was going away and like our hours would change every week, she just left Vicky a signed blank checkbook.
This is bonkers.
Right, this is Celtic Tiger Ireland.
Yeah.
That's what this is. Right, this is before the boom.
This is before the bus so runner. Much. Yeah.
This was the boom before the bus. We lost the run of ourselves in Ireland. She went off to Spain, left a blank checkbook, right? And it was so annoying as well because Vicky really took the responsibility seriously. She was managing people her own age and we'd like come in, like we were making ourselves smoothies every hour, right? Like the amount of stock we were eating ourselves.
I would be high on pollen if that was a thing.
One of the
last. Because if you give me an inch there, I'm taking a mile. Do you know what I mean?
We used to have so many of the protein smoothies and stuff because
you're
the
all
protein powder was so sweet. Literally. The funniest thing was the lads that worked there were like in a band. So they were like these like indie boys and they were there down in protein smoothie because the protein powder was really sweet. So it made it like a sugary, like a milkshake smoothie. And all our mates used to come in, we'd be giving them free smoothies. Like it was lawless.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely lawless.
In Greg's, everyone, because by this time I was probably 17, 18. So I'd be going out and everyone would be going out and then they'd be coming in the next day. I'd be hungover, they'd be hungover.
Yeah.
Sausage rolls.
Yeah.
To just like bring us all back.
Oh, what was that? Two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just bringing everybody back to life. Yeah, doing the Lord's work.
It's good crack working with your friends at that age.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah. And you all kind of like work in the same sort of three places in town. Like,
exactly.
If you're from like a small town, don't you?
Yeah.
One of you gets in, and then as soon as like somebody quits, you're like, good.
Yeah. Where else are we going?
I'm not doing this for the money or the job. No. Please come in and hang out.
The vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Southampton was too big. The shopping centre, it was too much.
There was too many options.
Yeah, so I was in Build-A-Bear alone.
Big city girl, Southampton.
Build-A-Bear, though, that's kind of cool.
Wait, yeah. you worked in Build-A-Bear?
Yeah, I worked in Build-A-Bear.
Oh, my God.
I really enjoyed the stuffing machine.
Yeah. If you just clip that up on its own, that is... That's you talking about an ex-partner.
Yeah.
No, I used to, the stuffing machine, because you do a little heart ceremony with the heart for the child. You get them, you'd be like,
that's quite nice.
I used to be there and be like, whisper into the heart the bear's name, and I'll rub it on your head so it's really smart, and rub it on your cheek so it's really cheeky. And I did all these little things and everything.
Rub it on your cheek so it's really cheeky.
Thank you. It was a great line.
Oh my God.
You were destined for the stage.
I was just going to say.
And then I sort of, but I remember one time I had a huge queue, and I was like, oh God, really get through this. And I forgot to do the heart ceremony for one of the bears. And so I sewed up the bear without doing the heart, and
That's the start of a horror film.
I was going to say, a heartless bear is running around out there.
I have thought about this bear because the child was so sweet. It was a four-year-old little girl, but I reckon she has no heart now.
She's haunted now. Her and the bear are one.
R.I.P. Lovely little girl.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking hell. It's just me in there. I felt sad.
Oh.
I wish I could have been in Greg's with you.
Hey, all dreams have to end one day. Yeah. The Greg's era came and went.
Yeah. At that point, what job did you want to have? What was your dream at that point?
I wanted to be a fashion journalist at that point. I was coming up to going to uni.
Mm.
And so that was my aim. I was obsessed with like Vogue's and all the magazines and everything. I mean, I worked for magazines for ages. That's why
you've sort of done that.
Yeah, I did do that. I didn't really become a fashion journalist, but I worked in fashion magazines.
I was going to say.
For a long time.
Yeah.
But I didn't do that. That was probably at 17, 18, I wanted to do that. And then you wanted
to be like Kerry Bradshaw?
Yeah.
Or like more fashion?
Yeah. Just anything. I was just obsessed with fashion and catwalks and higher, like all the sort of the global fashion circus and everything. And then when I eventually did work in fashion magazines years later, I would say the people weren't for me.
Really?
Aside from the ones that I have kept in contact with, which obviously were sound.
Yeah. So very Devil Wears Prada vibes? Or people think they're in Devil Wears Prada?
It's not so much, like, it is like that with some people.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But it's more just like there's no crack.
Oh, dry.
Apart from when I worked at Esquire, I hate to say it, men's mag. Do you know what I mean? And it's what it is men and women working together. If it's all men, it's bad. If it's all women, it's bad.
Yeah.
But if it's like a bit of both,
there's
a bit more push and pull.
You need dynamics.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You need the possibility.
Because it's probably all young women who are all into fashion and all trying to out-cool each other. And
exactly.
Stuff. Do you know what I love in a workplace? Intergenerational.
Yeah.
You know when your best mate's like a 65-year-old woman named Barbara?
That was actually part of it as well. Yeah. I feel like there wasn't as much of that in like women's mags.
There was a bit,
but it's more just, it was a bit like toxic.
Yeah. I can imagine that.
Yeah. So when I did, sort of eventually get there, I was like, oh, I'm doing stuff that I enjoy, but.
Was there like cool freebies or anything like that though?
Oh yeah, I did. So because I was a picture editor for years for magazines.
Oh wow!
And they don't really you're not the person that decides what goes in the magazine a lot, so you don't get as many freebies. But you do get like stuff in the office. You know, there's like books that people send in to be reviewed and makeup and stuff like that. I got two kind of free trips. I went to Cornwall one time to like review a little hotel with my mate Tommy. We went surfing.
Oh my God,
that
nice.
That was a good freebie. Mm. And I took Tommy again actually I went to the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow.
I thought you said you weren't that close to Tommy Tiernan.
Not to yet. Yeah. He doesn't remember me. That's the tragedy.
Yeah.
I was like, Tommy, what about the trips? We bonded.
What about Cornwall and the Commonwealth?
Yeah, we watched Usain Bolt in the relay.
He probably, to be fair to him, as a very proud Irishman, insulted your bottom to the Commonwealth
Games.
Yes,
exactly.
He's not trying to participate in that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. That's probably where you lost
him. Get rid of your empire, shite.
The Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, I went to the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. This is... I got this freebie and it was from a mate. So I made friends with this girl on a press trip that I sort of went along because they needed to send somebody. Mm. And then she was like, do you want to come to the Commonwealth Games? And I was like, mate, I can't really give you any coverage on it. It was for like Ford cars, for like taking people. And I can't drive, for one thing. I still can't. And I couldn't at the time. It's not like I've lost the skill. I couldn't drive then, I can't drive now. And I was like, mate, I'd come, but like, I can't drive and I can't really offer you any coverage. She was like, mate, all these people are like, they're fucking shit cracked. Do you want to just come along for the crack?
So oh,
I was
nice.
Like, yeah. And I was like, and
she
I'll
was just trying to make it fun for her.
Yeah. And also, it makes her look good too. I mean, I was working for magazines. Yeah, do you know what I mean? It makes her, oh, we've got Alex, she freelances for so and so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, and so I brought my mate Tommy, who could drive. And I went out on an absolute bender the night before we went up there. And I had like a 6 a.m. flight, a theme of the show. 6 a.m. flight. I remember my friend putting me to bed for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. And this is like, by that point, you might as well just not.
Right? What was I thinking was going to happen in that 20 minutes? That a chrysalis sort of. That my body was just going to regenerate.
Power nap. I'm good.
Yeah.
That's the danger zone there where if I'm falling asleep, I'd never waken up enough in time in 20 minutes.
It's the first time I ever did MCAT.
The night before you did 6 a.m. flight.
Tiny bit. I didn't even feel anything. So but I remember that was that's to give it a timestamp.
I was going to say, Alex is making great decisions. Yeah. That's where we're at.
It must have been like 2014, maybe. Sure. I think. That probably makes... Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know when the Commonwealth Games were, but yeah, that sounds sort of...
Because it was definitely after the Olympics. Anyway, I think that was the first time I ever did a drug. Anyway, so... I'm having a horrible time.
Yeah.
I'm like dissociating in Gatwick Airport, like getting a 6 a.m. flight. I like nearly puke on the plane. The air hostess brings me like a thing of water. I'm like, oh, dying. Anyway, I get there. Tommy's driven up. He's from Manchester. He's driven up. And it's like, you know, all these people were driving these cars around the hills of Scotland.
Oh,
and then
Jesus
we're going,
Christ.
And then we're going to like a free bar that night at the Commonwealth Games. And I'm like, if you were to write down your nightmare day on a hangover, like, it would be that.
Right? That is horrendous. You've got an airport, you've got a flight, you've got a
windy
drive.
Road. You've got people being like thrusting free drinks.
Yeah,
into
a press trip with dry shites.
Yeah, honestly. And I was like, got there. And my mate Tommy, who's great fun, loves a night out, was like, we've been mates for ages. And he was like, we're 26 now. I hope you're listening to this, Tommy. He was like, we're 26 now, 27, whatever. We don't need to be getting, get fucking state you're in. And we had this trip and everything. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, you have never torn me off a strip like this. Like, you know, come on, man. We've all like made mistakes.
Also, I'm giving you this trip for free.
Yeah, I know, right?
So it's about me being good fun. Yeah, the entire reason we're sorry. I was too much fun.
Yeah, sorry, I'm a laugh.
It was working out up until right now.
Yeah,
and then you win some, you lose some, Tommy.
Honestly, I was like, and then he started laughing, and he like went on this drive anyway. I had a panic attack in this awful pub in the middle of nowhere. Anyway. So anyway, we get to the night, and you know when you think the only thing that's going to make me feel better is actually a glass of wine.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And the horrible dawning realization where you're like, this is... By the way, I'm technically at work, but I'm not. Do you know what I mean? So at least the PR knew
she's
that.
She's on the job. Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, I go out that night, and I take it handy. I watch the games. I have a great time, but I have like a few. I level myself out. I'm just happy to be alive. Mm. Thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, about midnight, I was like, I've done really fucking well here. Like, I've had a laugh with everyone. I've put some FaceTime in. I've done the bits. We had a really nice hotel. I was like, I'm going to go back up to the room and like chill out. He crawled in at 6 a.m. off his nut. And I was like, I just sat up. We had like a twin room and I was like, is there a need for us to get that drunk? Yeah. The next day he was in hell. And I was like, do you want a big fried egg? I like the free breakfast.
Well,
we
go on
like,
a bumpy drive.
I mean, I can't drive for you if you want to. So that was the best.
Oh my God, I love when karma's that quick.
Yeah, it was instant karma.
Also, was that for the journey back then that he would have been hungover?
He had to drive back that night. So he had a bit of time tonight. Yeah, but I was fine on the Sunday.
Yeah,
I got
nice.
A chic
flight
home.
Better to end on a high.
End on high. But what was it? I had that... You know, that sort of, I peaked too early the night before. I was so excited about going on the trip.
Yeah.
I just got out of hand.
Yeah, yeah. We've all done that.
Happens to the best of us.
It's like the night before the wedding. Do you know when
every time.
When I've been a bridesmaid, I have been like, no, because I've done it before as a guest.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why? Why? Yeah. I know I'm drinking. Like, again, Irish weddings.
And
we're
just
in the church at 11 a.m. that next morning. That means you have to be in full glam hair and makeup.
Yeah.
at fucking 10 a.m. in the morning. Whenever am I getting in full glam and hair and makeup at 10 a.m. in the morning?
But you only at the pub at night before and you're like...
Let me stay out till 2:30 a.m. the night before.
Yeah.
And it's always... The problem is I have brothers. And so whenever we've been at a family thing like that, my dad loves being out, my brothers, whatever else.
And you've seen each other.
They can shower and stick on a suit. It's fine for them to be doing baby Guinnesses.
Yeah.
At 2 a.m. the night before. Yeah. I will never learn.
Yeah.
So,
I won't.
Yeah.
I'm too excited.
Yeah, this is it. I'm like, oh, the fans are back together.
Everyone's together and everyone's excited and there's a good thing happening.
Yeah, yeah, that's a nice thing.
Yourself.
Why not ruin it?
Yeah.
What was the greatest save you've ever made in work?
I feel like I've had a few of these, but
I love this. You're like, I'm actually saving the day on the reg.
Oh yeah. Oh, so, no, I thought you meant I took this question to mean got away with something.
Oh, whoa. That could be both. I feel like got away with something is in our list of questions, but by all means.
Saving the day as well. No, I've never done that. I'm usually the cause of someone.
If we asked Tommy, he'd agree.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the cause of someone else having to save the day. Usually. I have had a few where I've sort of styled things out.
No, I think save can be for you, can be for the company, can be for whatever
this
else.
This is for me. My first job was in PR because I was like, it was like health and beauty PR because I used to have to go meet people.
You
that
mean like
for these
first
magazines.
Full-time job?
Yeah.
Because obviously,
this is after
we're
you.
We're not going to deny chickens Morrison's.
Counter. I didn't go chickens counter health and beauty PR. there was no such thing. No, this is after uni and I got a job. I met loads of mates. I had like a really foundational kind of gang in this job.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really what I wanted to do, but I was going to meet people who worked for these magazines that I wanted. So I was like basically a mole in this job. And I was so shit at PR. I mean, awful.
I hate PR.
Any
I
sales
did PR.
Type
I did
thing.
PR is worse than sales though.
Yeah, because you're just like hawking stuff that you don't even...
And
you sort of have to pretend you do.
And you have to be like... The rep for you're like the shite middleman, and unless you enjoy being slimy, it's just not. No offense to all the great PRs out there.
Yeah, no, there are good ones, but it's not for
it's
me.
It's just not
my
awful. Yeah.
But and it was my first job, and I was sort of the dog's body of the office as well, like which is fine. Like I had to do loads of stuff that like wasn't in my job, but it wasn't like I was being overloaded. It was just like whenever you know something had to be done or whatever. And it was quite a small company. It was quite a weird company looking back actually, but that my boss was like, take this cash. What was it? No. He was like, can you go and get, we're moving offices. Go and get, I think it was like 80 quid's worth of these keys cut because it's for the new offices. So everyone can have a key.
Okay,
thing, right. And he was like, get one of these cut and 10 of these cut. Right. And that's it. He gave me his money to do it.
Okay.
And obviously I got 10 cut of the one that needed one, which is obviously the main door, and one for... like that you need to turn off, right? And I am like, I can't express enough. I'm like 4 months into living in London.
Yeah.
I'm skint as fuck. So I keep swearing a lot on this. Is that fine?
That's completely appropriate. Sorry. Honestly, it's nice. Ruby doesn't swear that much, so it's nice to have someone to balance
me. Okay, fine.
Out.
Sorry.
I can swear.
Yeah.
Cunt.
Girl.
I'm leaving. I'm offended.
Maybe she's going to even have a panic attack.
Stop it. No, so you cut the wrong keys.
I cut the wrong keys. And like, looking back now, it doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah,
but at the time,
because
I was like, I'm going to have to spend my own money that I don't have.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to spend 80 quid. And this is, again, I'm like 22 at this stage. This is like 15 years ago.
You're
80
also
quid.
Probably making, 18 grand or something?
Was making 18 grand.
It's insane.
So like, that was a hundredth of my, a thousandth of my yearly wage.
Literally.
Or whatever. Like that I'd,
One of them. But like just on, depending on taxes, but like about...
Of take home.
But when you get to your monthly amount.
Exactly.
Ruby's really enjoying it. Ruby likes maths.
I love maths.
So when you were like, I was like, she's going to start actually doing the
fucking.
I love how she's like, well, if we take off taxes and we do that.
Yeah, it's a big percentage of...
A huge chunk of change.
So I'm... And he's given me his money to do it. So I'm thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to spend my own money to get them
when
recut.
When did you realise that you... got it wrong?
I think I remember it was on a Friday. So it's like the last thing I did and then I was going to bring them in on the Monday. Luckily I had the whole weekend to stew on it.
Okay, great. lovely.
And
you could start Sunday Fear on Friday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, love it.
And won't go out for drinks because you've just realised you've spaffed 80 quid at the wall.
Well, it's good for you to take a break from the drinking house, actually, Alex. From what I've heard,
we were actually very
needed.
Worried about you at the Commonwealth Games. That was to come. Hadn't been there yet. What was I going to say? yeah, so I was shitting myself all weekend. I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, me and my mate were like, that I worked with and I lived with her as well. We were like stewing over it, you know, because she was like, I don't have 80 quid either. Like, she was on 20 grand. She was a bit richer than me.
Swimming in it.
Yeah, exactly. All this sort of stuff. So I scraped together. Like, when I say scraped together, I must have like forfeited something else or like, you know, whatever, the 80 quid or the, you know, 75, because one of them was valid. One of the keys was valid. And then I went into the place and I really gave them my sob story. And I think he gave me like a bit of a discount.
Oh, yeah.
So I had
to go to Timpson's. They're good.
Yeah, I think it was Timpson's.
Because they employ a lot of ex. What do you call it? Convicts. Convicts is a meme word, isn't it?
Yeah, they really they give them a job and
yeah.
I don't know how good it is. Well, I always think ex-cons cutting keys. Okay,
I know. I'm always like interesting.
But yeah, so I went there. It gave me a bit of a discount, so I had to shout out maybe like 60 quid or something. And I was like, look, hey, it's like, and this is like because it was the big boss that gave me the thing. I was like, do you know what? I got myself out of trouble. I'm just absolute skin. This is going to be a worry, but whatever. At least I haven't made myself look like an idiot in my first job in like my first couple of months or whatever. And I don't know where this confidence came from, but I got in there on the Monday morning and I put the keys on his desk and I was like, oh, there you go. There's those keys. And he was like, oh, yeah. He went, did I give you the money or did you expense them? And I went, oh, yeah, I got them. But he was like, oh, just expense them and I'll pay it in your next paycheck. So I got
yes!
the
Oh, yes.
So I lied.
Yes. No,
but the moment was presented to you.
Yes.
It wasn't that you went in there being like, you owe me the money.
But
he
for
said,
the amount I was fretting over it, you think I would have just been like, oh, no, I'm sorry. And I was just like, yes, thank you.
You're like, and no one had to know. You're like,
yeah.
I just spent a week at 48 hours, didn't sleep a fucking wink.
Yeah, genuinely.
Panicking.
Like, now looking back at it, I'm like, oh, what's up? But it seems such a big thing.
So high.
And I was 22
like
and everything. And I was and I just went, I just said it so confidently and sat down and I was like, also, I remember like emailing my mate across the office. She was like, okay.
And then you're like, wait, delete the email. There's a paper
trail.
Yeah,
this is at work.
Well, the hilarious thing is, even if they'd run it up and been like whatever else, you could have been like, yeah, look, there's this 60 quid coming out of my account.
True.
You weren't getting the money for it.
And whenever someone does something like that, I'm like, if you don't know and you've not missed
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how I justify anything.
That Matt, you were stressing about it and he could lose that easily.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He's fine. Yeah.
So
that I love is that we go chat to that guy and he's like, I run this test with News in the Office. I give them the money and then I pretend I don't know whether I've given them it.
And Alex and
then I realise, yes, they will steal.
Is a thief.
We get rid of them real fucking quick.
I was so bad at that.
That's like one of those. He's on like one of those Diary of a CEO podcasts.
Yeah.
Being like, here's a great tactic
figuring
out about loyal employees. Yeah. This girl with these keys one time.
She thinks I don't know.
I always know.
But I do.
But I do. Didn't do anything with that information.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
But she's now shouting about it on a podcast.
You stayed at the job. It's all good. It's all good. If you, okay, so speaking of like Diary of a CEO podcasts and stuff, say you were in like an interview situation,
right?
You were back trying to get like one of your fashion PR job
Fashion
job PR writings? I don't know why.
all those things
that you did.
All that.
Tappy, righty, righty.
Yeah,
But if you were asked in an interview, right, what is your biggest weakness? What would you say? And then what is the true answer? What is the actual answer?
These days, okay, if I was in an interview, they said, what would your biggest weakness be? What I would say is that I sometimes can take on too much.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Which is code for I do a bit of everything and finish nothing.
Yes.
And also my biggest actual weakness is if I'm not interested in it, I cannot do it.
Yes.
I mean, I can, but it will be laborious.
Yeah.
And you would rather you hadn't asked me.
It's like me, I feel like I'm like, oh, I love the idea of things, hate the execution of them.
Yeah.
I'm always like, this sounds great. And then people are like, whoa, wow, Kath has got loads of it. Kath, can you do that? And I'm like, no worries.
Honest to God.
And then I'm like, wait a second.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Oh, we have to do that.
Absolutely not.
No. I was more spitballing ideas. I thought the worker bees.
I kept a job once because of an ideas meeting. They're about to sack me.
No way.
For a magazine. Because they moved me over to like the advert side, which I hated.
Yeah.
With every fibre of my being. And they were on the verge of sacking me, and then we had an ideas meeting, and they were like, but you've got loads of ideas. I was like, yeah, it's just that I don't like dealing with the people that yeah. Water it down, and then you have to do the work.
Yeah.
This, having a cup of tea and talking about ideas, sign me up.
Yeah.
I did eventually get sacked.
But you've got to keep it for a couple of weeks.
Exactly.
HR put a meeting in your diary, and you were like, oh, guys, could we have another brainstorm? preferably before 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. Because I love this place.
I love that idea. I really do.
No, I love chatting ideas. I like making documents of like plans. Yeah. And then as soon as someone goes, you have to execute that. I'm like, but I'm afraid.
Oh, I don't even make the document.
No, I love that.
I like writing down the ideas. And then the amount of times I go, I'll go away and I'll do that right now while it's fresh in my mind. If you had a fly on the wall camera, it'd be like, I'd go like this right now. Click off the Zoom. Funny about 6 hours.
I feel like it's food. I feel like I go, oh yeah, no, I'll get right to that. But first, because of all this thinking, have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
I have that, and then it just I'm like,
yeah, 100%. I also problem is though, I lie to myself. Like when I'm like, right, I'll do that right now. Yeah. I mean it. Like I pass a lie detector.
I think that's why I do well in like interviews and stuff. I'm not lying when I say it, but I am lying.
And I also know that.
If anything, I'm lying to myself.
Honestly,
I'm thinking I'll get a new personality.
Do you ever worry
between now and starting the job?
Do you ever worry? Do you ever like sit in bed at night and think about the fact that I was like, I meant that, but then I also knew I wouldn't do it. Be like, am I schizophrenic?
Yeah. 100%.
Do I have multiple personalities? Like, I have so many different, like, pure intentions.
Honestly.
That are literally at odds.
Yeah. My boyfriend every day is just like, sends me that Scarlett Johansson meme when she's like crying in Marriage Story when I'm like, we should do this. And he's like, Alex, you know, I love the enthusiasm. You will never do that. I said to my mate, I was like, I'm going to make you a bird cage. Never would have worked in my life. I was like, I'm going to make a bird cage and make you cupcakes every day. We can have cupcakes in the bird cage when we live together. She was like, if you do that, I will give you £1 million. She was like, I'm still waiting for it 15 years on. I was like, I just took a notion, as you'd say.
I had the weekend bought a crochet kit.
Yeah.
I'm going to go meet my best friend's new baby boy on Thursday.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, there was like this teddy bear. I was like, I'll crochet that. Never crochet before.
No, you just, the confidence.
I took everything out of the box.
They're talking about men with the confidence.
One line stitching and then he's like, I can't do this.
Absolutely not. I've got balls of wool under my bed that I've had since I moved to London. Because I can't throw them out because I'm like, no, I will do what? Knit a patch of wool?
This is
a patch.
Yeah. I really feel like you've really seen inside my soul here, Alex.
But when I do it, I do mean it.
I knew there was a reason we were mates. That's the thing. The key thing is that you mean it.
It's the equivalent of when you pack 5 books for a week's holiday.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, 5? I'll get through them.
Or like workout gear.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know, you're like training every day. Because I might go for a run. I haven't been on a run since 2016.
No.
Okay. People who go up to Edinburgh and they get a gym membership for the month.
Fucked.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Here's what pisses me off about that. Is that genuinely, I'm like, sure, yeah, we're all boozing and drinking and eating loads. But I'm like, everybody like is doing way more exercise in Edinburgh baseline.
Yeah, you're just
because you're walking around and it's all fucking hills. And you're on the go from like the moment you leave your house till 4 a.m. in the morning. You were just walking. So I'm like, what do you want about a gym? Just do the fringe. Just every year I come back and my jeans are loose.
Yeah, just go from pub to pub.
Yeah, literally.
You'll be fine.
Are you telling me you can't outwalk your bike? You're
also
not walking
like,
enough.
You're eating all the time, but I can't stress enough, none of it is nutritious.
No, you are
shedding the weight.
Yeah, I know. It's a mystery. Yeah. It's like we all get rickets.
I'm just eating noodles for 30 days.
Greg's. Yeah. Greg's yeah, yeah, really Greg's. Keeps yeah. me alive during the fringe.
Yeah. Reliving my Greg's days.
Yeah. 100%. Okay, wait. I feel like you haven't asked a question.
I did ask the question. Oh, you asked this one. I asked the one before, so I can ask this
you
one.
You do one last question then.
Okay. I'll ask one. So, who has been your favourite coworker that you've ever worked with?
Oh, I've worked. I have. I know that I said about fashion people, but over the years, obviously, you find the people that you kind of get on with. Mm. And I feel like, for me, and for a lot of people, it's the people that in a meeting that's really poncy.
Oh.
Where it's all like, you know, how's the how the company's doing? It's the person that you look at and go like this. Right? And if they're like if you're listening to this, if you're kind of like you're just like roll your eyes and sort of jut your head towards the person that's chatting shite.
Yeah.
Like, and if they're like, yeah, what the fuck? And you're instantly bonded.
Yes.
You're instantly bonded.
Yeah.
And I think that I've always had people like that everywhere I've worked. But my favourite co-worker, who I'm still really good pals with today, is my pal Caroline, who's a writer. From Cork, Caroline O'Donoghue. She had her books.
Being Irish, okay. Being from Cork, fucking problematic. Yeah. Honestly, what
she
prick.
Is, she is really right wing now.
Yeah. Not problematic in that way. They just think they're fucking class.
Oh, she is class. But we both bonded over. We worked for a women's magazine, and it was a very intense working environment. And it was a startup, so it was all it was very stressful. And we felt like we were in Shawshank. And I remember the day she got her book deal, she DM'd me on the Slack or whatever and was like, meet me in the kitchen. And I met her in the kitchen, which was, I can't express this enough, next to the office. It wasn't like we were down the hall or anything. It was like, you know, it was very audible. And then she was like, you know, I got the deal. And we just like screamed. And I said, I felt like she was, you know, Morgan Freeman in Shawshank. Like, and I was still Andy Dufresne kind of tapping out.
I'm so happy for you. Don't leave me.
Yeah. Please don't leave me.
But
we kind of, I think we bonded. We had great crack there. We were always like having a laugh. On week two or something, it must have been like week four, we had the launch party of the magazine.
Oh yeah.
And she had bought a ring from Topshop, and it was actually a toe ring, and she put it on she put it on her hand. We didn't really know each other at this point. Started 2 weeks after me, whatever. And she put it on her hand, and she was like, she messaged me from across the office. She was like, oh my god, this ring is stuck on my hand. And I was like, oh, you'll be fine. I was like, just soap. Twiddle it. Soap, yeah. She was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Like, I'll meet you there. I was like, yeah, okay. She was like, oh my God, her finger was like going blue. And Lauren Laverne of National Treasure fame worked at this place as well. And Lauren just walked into the toilet and she was like, what's going on? We were like, Caroline's got a toe ring stuck on her hand. That she wanted to wear to the launch party. and then
how cool
Lauren
was the ring?
Basically, I don't understand. Ranked off Caroline's finger and got it off.
Oh.
And I would say that from that moment on, we were all bonded
that
for
is
life.
A bonding moment. Yeah.
Also, it's three women in a toilet.
Yeah.
You're in a toilet. Yeah, exactly. There's a crisis happening.
It was the kind of energy of a night out.
But
at work and crucially with someone panicking and their finger was going to get cut off.
Someone could have lost an extremity. There was real risk involved.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I think after that, working in quite an intense environment together as well.
But wait, sorry. Did you say your friend's Caroline O'Donoghue?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Now, when you were saying book deal, I was like, oh, and then my brain started to churn. I was I know that name.
Yeah, she wrote The Rachel Incident.
I've read her books.
Yeah.
Actually, take back everything I said about people from Gore. Caroline's great.
Yeah, she's great.
Love
yeah.
the books.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Skip Shock is amazing. The new one.
Yes. You got oh, my God. Yeah. That's so class.
Yeah. And then we're still
hold
pals,
on, sorry.
Still...
What legends are in that toilet? So Lauren Laverne, Caroline Donoghue, and you are all there. I'm like, oh, my God.
I didn't get the ring off, but Lauren did, and that's the mark of a true star.
I was about to say, and that's why she's the only national treasure.
Exactly. Yeah.
Three you all did very well. Lauren's just national treasure level. Exactly.
Did she keep the toe ring?
Maybe she's kept it as like a sort of memento.
Yeah, you need it for a memento.
She was like, she really liked the ring. I was like, why are you buying a toe ring in 2017 or whatever?
Memento.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Enchanté. On that note, Alexander.
Wait, we are supposed to ask. Wait. What, in hindsight?
Oh, in hindsight. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Oh, my God, I was having so fun. In hindsight, what job do you think you learnt the most from and that has, like, been the most useful to you? And this can be, like, life lesson, or this can be, like, I don't know, do you know how to roast a chicken now because of Morrison's?
Absolutely not. Do not let me cook, ever. What have I learned the most from? I would say I have learned, I think, working in places like magazines and stuff like that, and places where there are a lot of brilliant, genuinely very creative people, but I think my bullshit detector has been honed. And by the way, that's not me looking down on them. I am sometimes bullshitting. and hoping that they don't have a bullshit detector.
Yeah.
Like I started to realise, like halfway through my 20s, like through doing all these jobs and working for stuff, that there was loads of really intimidating, really talented people, really great creative people. But I started to spot quite quickly. I just always assume someone knows what they're doing, right? And then after a few years of working with people, you're like, oh, they don't have a fucking clue.
Yeah.
And I am not going to let on that I know that so that I can get away with not
weaponite,
doing anything.
Yeah. I'm going to play this to my advantage.
Yeah, like not put them down, but just like, okay, I'm logging that.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what they're doing. I think my bullshit detector is really specifically honed.
After years
of working in the creative industries. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now when someone said, even in comedy, when someone's like, oh, yeah, I can get you that gig, I feel like nine times out of 10, they probably can. But the one time that they're not, they can't. You're like, oh, yeah, cool. Okay.
Or when people are like, which also happens in comedy so much, and I feel like it probably happens in writing and stuff like this, where people are like, yeah, I'll sort you, I'll do this. And you know, when you're like, I'll send you a message and you're never going
to
reply.
You'll never get back to me. Yeah.
This is you actually, you're not going to follow me back on Instagram, are you, Tommy Tiernan?
Yeah, Tommy Tiernan. Yeah. You bullshitter. You'll never take off.
He's literally turned bullshit into a career. He's got a talk show. All he does is bullshit his way through it.
Yeah, he's leaned in.
Yeah, 100%. Why not?
What a beautiful circular note we've ended
on.
Oh, bring back round to what we had at the beginning.
Like it was planned. Yeah. Alexandra Hanna, thank you so much for coming on the Odd Jobs podcast.
It's been cathartic.
It's been a really fucking fun episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really good. Catherine was crying.
Delive. Oh, genuinely.
Yeah. We've learned something about ourselves today.
I'm not alone. Have you anything? You're at Leicester Comedy Festival.
I'm at Leicester Comedy Festival. I'm doing some whips. Follow me on Instagram.
Yeah,
come
follow
to Indie
Amnesty. You should anyways, because Alex is very fun to follow on
come
socials.
To a gig. Come to Indie Amnesty. We're doing a Christmas. When's this going out?
Oh, in a week or two.
Next week.
There you go.
Tuesday. Yeah, come to Indie Amnesty Christmas. It's going to be great.
What day is
on
that
the 5th of December, if it comes out in time.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, this will be it then.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We've got live bands. We've got indie disco. It's honestly the best night out ever. I honestly, I'm not just saying that.
No, it is.
It is.
So, I haven't been able to go to one. And
you can see.
It's that FOMO thing of
Every time I've missed it,
I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, so please come along.
Yeah. I'd love to. Yeah. Okay, great.
We're both very good dancers.
Yeah, oh, that's frowned upon, I'd say.
Oh, no,
indie. Yeah, it's bonus round if you can dance, but it's just, there's a lot of stuff going on. A lot of pulling, which I think is a sign of a good night.
Oh my God, it is.
Yeah.
That is a really good sign.
A lot of snogging at my night, which I feel like a proud, like, sort of mother.
Oh my God. Do you think it's like the indie, like the old school indie vibes, like we're all back at the club?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Because I can't remember the last time I snogged. Actually, I can. I snogged under. And even when I did, my mates were like, were you just snogging someone on the dance floor? And I was like, in my 30s? Yeah, yes, I was.
And we've had some same-sex couples hook up at Indie Amnesty. Big badge of honour. Indie, you just think like, lads.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
queer
it's
inclusive.
It's a great
okay, everyone, yeah. every all the single gals, get yourself down to Indie Amnesty.
Please do, yeah.
Yeah.
Get yourself down there. I threw my headphone back. So.
Ruby's losing the run of herself. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
Cheers, guys.
Bye. Hello, it's us again at the end of the podcast. Just reminding you.
What an episode. What a brilliant guest Alex Haddow is, all the way from the chicken counter in Corby. To the DJ comedy stages. What a gal, what a guest, what an episode.
A sensational journey. But we're just here at the end to quickly remind you again, you can see us, if you're watching this on the day it's released, you can see us tomorrow live. Live!
And obviously you're aware because you've listened to the podcast, we're hilariously funny. But if you can't come see us live, the least you could do is rate, review and subscribe. So if you're listening on Spotify, you can rate us. You can rate us on Apple Podcasts. And if you're on Patreon, which you should be on, join the club. If you join us for free, become a free member, you still get our bonus extra tea break that comes out weekly on Thursdays.
Wednesdays.
Or you subscribe to, what?
Wednesdays.
I'm a big fat liar. Guess who's in charge of doing the schedule?
Ruby.
It's not me. And if you pay, you get extra bonus content for our Patreon membership. But yeah, go follow us on socials. Follow Alex Haddow. Follow Ruby Carr. Follow
Ruby
myself.
Ruby from Vroom.
And have yourselves a great week.
Have a lovely week. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.